The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man. And this is the show where we break down society's breakdown. And one of the contributors to today's modern breakdown is this group on the internet called the Young Turks. And they've been around for a long time, and I think that when they started, their mission was actually, you know, pretty good, and I feel like they wanted to make society better, but, oh man, they've turned into, you know, the term grifters is one that I've heard lately, and no one throws it around more than they do. They call everyone else grifters, but I think that really you can tell if somebody is what's called a grifter is if they are profiting off of giving out false and phony information. So, for instance, if something occurs and somebody reports it, that's reporting. And, you know, anybody can be a reporter, really. You don't have to be a credentialed news organization like CNN to report. In fact, I'd say that there's lots of people on the internet that are reporting on things going on in their neighborhood that do a much better job than the slanted stories that you get from CNN and other news organizations that do things like that. But if something, some occurrence happens and somebody else reports that occurrence, that's reporting. Now, if somebody reports an occurrence and gives their opinion on it, now that's commentary, right? So it's a little different than reporting is because, yes, you're saying what happened, you're saying what occurred, but at the same time, you are giving your opinion, which is going to affect the opinion of the listener. And so that's a little bit different in my mind than reporting. But then you have grifting, which is making money off of taking stories that didn't actually occur because you know that'll get you more revenue. So, for instance, if some event occurs, but then instead of just straightforwardly and honestly reporting the event, you take a section of it and maybe even meld it with another event, now you're grifting because you're giving the public an incorrect view of what happened. And then when you put your opinion along with it, you're really slanting their vision of the way that the world works because you're misreporting information. Misreporting is doing it by mistake, but grifting is doing it on purpose. And today, I would like to point out some of my favorite grifters, which is a group called the Young Turks. Now, these guys have been around for a while, and I think that when they started, they actually had a good mission. You know, at one point, I enjoyed watching these guys, but when I figured out that their stories were false and slanted, I decided that I didn't really care for them anymore. And over the years, the number of times that I've seen them misreport, slant, and mangle a story has been uncountable. And I really, it's very frustrating when they do that because I think that many of the people that watch their show are doing it because they think that they're getting legitimate information. It's kind of like when, you know, CNN at one point, I know it's hard to believe, was a legitimate news organization. And I think that people who watch it still believe that that's the case. Now, I know that, you know, everyone has their biases, and I remember that back when the Clintons were running, they called CNN the Clinton News Network, and I agree that, you know, even back then, many stories were slanted against Republicans and were in favor of Democrats. But come on, the level of reporting that occurs now compared to back then is not even on the same level. In fact, if you were to go back in time and see people call CNN the Clinton News Network, you'd be like, what are you talking about? They are practically straight down the middle compared to today, which is embarrassing. I would be embarrassed to work for one of these news organizations today. I couldn't do it. And I think that maybe that's part of the reason why you have these people working for the news organizations, because they can do it. They can stomach it. They can look in the camera and they can, you know, tell you, I hate to say the word lies, but things that are provably untrue over and over again. They can look at, you know, a politician and they can ask them the dumbest, either most softball question, or if it's in opposition to people that they don't like, the most obviously, ridiculously slanted question, where there's, even if you're on their side, you've got to know that they're so slanted against the person that they're talking to that what you're getting isn't any kind of intelligent discourse. All right, but let me give you what took me to this point today. You know, I'm going through different news stories that happen, and I visit my website here, the home of progressives, the Young Turks, and this is a story that I see. Here's the name of the video. Trump, colon, I'm a, quote, perfect person, unquote. Trump, I'm a perfect person. That's the name of the video. The thing is, he doesn't actually say that. So let's play the clip. And you know what? I'm not even going to play their clip. I'm going to play you the actual clip in context so that you can hear what Donald Trump actually said during this recent town hall that he had. And as I always say, I know that playing a clip over 5 seconds long is not the most exciting thing. I realize that. But the truth is important. So I hope that you are patient enough to listen to the truth. So Sean Hannity and Donald Trump are speaking together about the people who were arrested when they were trying to get to Donald Trump himself and how unfair and slanted things have been. And then they turn the subject, Trump turns the subject to how hard they tried to get him. And so I'm going to play the clip from there.
What they've done to Roger Stone is incredible. And the jury forewoman stands out. And to have at least not give him a new trial is inconceivable. And by the way, she was a dominant person. The juror says she was very dominating in the room. She dominated. He got a tremendously big sentence. You see these guys, they're burning down buildings, they're ripping down statues, they're hurting police. They don't go to jail. Nothing happens to them. They wanted to give him 9 years in jail.
Process and, crime.
Yeah, if that. And then you have these prosecutors who were Mueller-related, the whole Mueller-related thing. One friend said to me, you have to be the most innocent man in the history of the United States. I had 18 angry Democrat geniuses, all smart as hell. Mueller lost it, but they were all smart as hell. All these guys were after me. They spent 45, 49, 55, I hear all different numbers, $1 million over a period of 2.5 years. And they got nothing on me.
It was
a friend of mine said, you have to be the most perfect person.
They had everybody.
Isn't that true?
We'll take a break. We'll come back as.
So he's clearly talking about the friend saying, you have to be perfect. That's what he said. The friend said, you have to be perfect. You have to be a perfect person. so that you're dotting every I and crossing every T. You have to be innocent so that they can't find some dirt to prosecute you on. So, I mean, that's obviously what's being said. That's what they're talking about. By the way, the forewoman that Donald Trump was ripping on there, the reason he was doing that was because the jury on the Roger Stone trial, the forewoman, her name was Tamika Hart, and she has put up posts on social media basically saying that she doesn't like Donald Trump and she doesn't like – well, actually, here, I'll read you an exact quote here. So she's retweeting a story from The Atlantic, and the story is, "We're all tired of being called racist." And at Donald Trump's rally in Cincinnati, droves of attendees made it clear that they stood with the president despite his recent comments. And the T-shirt that's being held up is, "Trump and Republicans are not racist." Okay, so Tamika Hart retweets that and says, "Then stop being racist. Co-signing and defending a racist and his racist rhetoric makes you racist, point blank." So her view, obviously, is that Donald Trump is a racist. So what do you think she's going to do when she's on the Roger Stone jury? Which way do you guess that she's going to vote? And she's the jury's forewoman? How do you think that she's going to try to convince people what direction she's going to try to convince people to go to? She thinks he's a racist. She works for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and is a frequent donor to the Democrats. So that's why it seems a little bit unfair that she gets to be the forewoman of the Roger Stone trial. But anyway, it's a different subject right now. Clearly, when you listen to that clip that I just played, Donald Trump is talking about how hard the Democrats, how much money they spent, how much they've been trying to get him on something, and they haven't been able to do it. So he says that his friend said that in order for that to have happened, you must be completely innocent. You must be perfect. But he's talking about being perfect in the context of, like, legally perfect, right? Not that he's a human being with no flaws whatsoever. Not that he wouldn't say something like that. I'm just saying that in this particular instance, he did not say that. Okay, so here's how the Young Turks play it. And listen to how they edit this clip. God, they're so nasty, right?
Donald Trump appeared on a town hall on Fox News. It was hosted by Sean Hannity. And during the town hall, Trump felt that, you know, maybe humility isn't something that he should ever, ever explore or discover. He referred to himself as perfect. Take a look.
I think I am a friend of mine said, you have to be the most perfect person.
They had everybody.
Isn't that true? Thank you.
We'll take a.
No one's ever said that to him. No one. He has no friends. B, if he did have friends, friends don't talk to you that way. Like, no one on this planet who's in a healthy state of mind thinks anyone's perfect. That doesn't exist. Like, no one goes around telling anyone they're perfect. Like, that's insane.
Okay, so just real quick, Ed Sheeran came out with a song called Perfect. I have actually been called perfect before. My girlfriend gets told she's perfect several times during the week and not by me. She gets told that by her friends. If you're a nice person, you know, that'll happen. Or somebody really likes you, somebody will say that. So whether or not she says it's insane, probably because it's never happened to her because she's a nasty lady, then that doesn't mean that it's not true. Now, having said that, I can understand, you know, somebody going through their life and nobody ever telling them that I think you're perfect. I could see that happening potentially to some people. But I'm just saying that it's possible, okay? That's all I'm saying. But what I'd like to point out is, do you hear how they didn't play the earlier part of the clip that would have given that context? So that, again, I know Donald Trump's a narcissist, but they're harping right now on an incident that did not occur. They're saying that he said he's perfect. Actually, that's the title of the clip. Now she's disputing that somebody said that he was perfect. But again, if you listen to the clip that I played, you realize they're not talking about him in totality. They're not talking about him as a human being, as a moral human being. They're talking about him having his legal stuff in order so that the Democrats can't get anything on him. That's what they're talking about. Donald Trump, by his own admission, is not perfect. He jokes about himself all the time. But, you know, none of that matters. They just want something to either get him on or, more likely, to just piss off their base because they run on, like, subscriptions, right? So if you donate money to them, then they always say, you know, we need power to fight we need money to fight the power, right? We need money. And that's why I say that they're grifters. All right, let's go on to a little bit more of the clip and see how else she paints this picture. By the way, this is Anna Kasparian of the Young Turks, so I should mention the name of who's speaking, or I should say screeching.
No one goes around telling anyone they're perfect. Like, that's insane. That's what he thinks. He thinks he's perfect, but in reality, he doesn't even think he's perfect. This is like the cute little story Trump tells himself to try to quiet out his insecurities and the fact that he has to deal with the reality that he's a terrible human being. He knows it. His father told him all the time. And those voices are constantly in his head. So he's like, no, I'm perfect. I'm not a baby. No, I'm not sad. No, I am a success. I'm a perfect person. No, you're terrible. The worst president in U.S. history.
Okay, the opinion of the president notwithstanding, let's just take a look at this psychological road that this lady just went down. She went down this road that doesn't even exist because what she's even saying happened did not actually happen. They're talking about Donald Trump being able to escape any kind of prosecution by the Democrats. And Donald Trump says that a friend said that in order to do that, you must be innocent. You must be perfect. She took that little clip of him saying that and cut off the front part and just gets the part of him, a friend of mine said, you must be perfect, and turned it into him calling himself perfect, like a perfect human being. And is now going down the psychological ramifications of what would make somebody do that or think that way. Talking about his father. Talking about his demons. This incident that she's claiming happened did not even occur. So she's all by herself in this corner pondering the ramifications of an incident that never happened. And they make money off of this. Can you believe that? People subscribe to this channel. And this is typical of the things that they do. I mean, I just pulled up their channel and saw that and played it. It's not even like I went hunting for something. It was right there in front of me. This is their modus operandi over at the Young Turks. And I can't stand that they take untruths. Now, look. If somebody doesn't like Donald Trump, that's cool. Not everybody's going to like everybody. Heck, if you hate Donald Trump, that's cool too, but at least have good reasons for doing it. Well, Donald Trump promised that he was going to end the unnecessary wars, and we're still there. Fine, you're right. That's exactly right. He did say that. And if you're anti-war, you ought to be mad at Donald Trump. Now, I am happy because I think if we voted for Hillary, I think she would have caused more wars. I think we would be right now, I think we would be more involved in Syria. And I think that we would have already invaded Iran. I believe that. They love regime change wars, the establishment. And Donald Trump has not increased that too much. Okay, so, but I'm not happy with what he's doing with foreign policy. But having said that, to take something like this, and I realize that, you know, this is not that big of a deal, but it is a big deal when you take this incident and multiply it by 1,000 per day, by every news reporter and every news organization, it adds up. And it's part of what's created the rift in this country. Look, I don't care if Anna Kasparian goes online and rants about Donald Trump. But for goodness sakes, at least do something that actually happened. You know? Don't lie to your listeners and put out this phony story of what's happened. That thunder out there is really incredible. But I'm going to pretend that my anger is causing it, and that'll give me some measure of control. There's your psychology. All right. And then after that rant that Anna makes, her partner, Cenk, comes in and says some more crazy garbage. So I'll let the clip play from where I left off.
We've had some pretty terrible presidents.
Yeah, Harding got caught having sex in a closet. How do we go back to those days? Like,
dude, don't care. I don't care if he does it on a boat. I don't care if he does it on a goat. None of my business. Does not matter, okay? How is someone's sex life going to negatively impact me? It doesn't. Donald Trump's actions have hurt so many people in this country.
Yeah, Harding was a mess otherwise as well. Please, let's go back to Harding. Okay, not a compliment of Harding, just this. That's how bad Trump is. All right, look, guys. So first of all, I thought even for Trump, this is beyond mental. No, nobody calls themselves a perfect person. So I wanted to make sure that I saw the rest of the clip where if he's going to give a context, he gives a context, right? How? Or is there an expectation that you're a perfect person? What do you mean? No, they went to the commercial break. You saw the whole thing.
No, they went to commercial break, saw the whole thing. You hear this lying sack of garbage pretending that he showed you the entire clip. They showed that little tiny part, and then they ranted and raved about it like unhinged maniacs about something that didn't actually happen. What they're saying happened didn't happen. I know I've said that a bunch of times this half hour, but dude, it's so hard to get over. I know they have access to the entire clip. They must have seen the entire clip, unless they're the most irresponsible people on earth. How can you whip your base into a frenzy over something that didn't actually occur? It's amazing to me that anybody pays these guys any money. How are they in business? Who gets their news from them? Who would go to them as a source? People make decisions. They decide who to vote for. They decide what to think and what to say to other people based on the actions of these grifters. All right, guys, you get the idea. I really didn't mean to spend so much time on it, but man, it's just so annoying. All right, dudes, I got to wrap things up. Let's see here. Let's talk about some other stuff. Let's talk about, we can talk about Joe Biden. Joe Biden came out of the basement and said some crazy stuff. I think he said 60 million instead of 125,000, or I can't remember what the... Oh, I think he said 125 million people died of coronavirus instead of 125,000. Look, I'm not going to harp too much on that. I mean, I guess it's more evidence that the guy can't speak correctly. But everybody makes mistakes, and, you know, these guys are on the road and they're tired. And, you know, poor Joe, he's been in the basement this whole time. He's not used to speaking English anymore. He probably doesn't talk to anybody down there, right? No, Joe Biden, it's so funny that he is a person that they chose. Because if... It's almost as if the Democrats made a, what do you call one of those, an effigy, right? Or a caricature, or a homunculus, or a golem, right? I think you get the idea. Made I'm going to give you another one, right? Made a candidate out of the statements that they have leveled against Donald Trump. So they think Donald Trump is a racist. Joe Biden is on record. You know, maybe next week I'll do a clip fest for you of the things that Joe Biden has said, the crazy things that he said.